The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. You all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's called the Champions of the People Injury Show. We are the Champions of the People. We are injury attorneys. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Also in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. Or from the comfort of your computer, laptop, tablet, phone, doesn't matter. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for you. It's an information-loaded website. These shows are information-loaded shows. They're for you. They're to try to give you the information you need to fight the insurance company on your injury claim. We've preached for years. This is a war. Once you're injured in a trauma like a car accident or bicycle accident or workers' comp on the job, we do all those kind of cases. Once you're injured, you're in a fight and war with the insurance company for the at-fault party. They want to try to beat your claim, defeat your claim, minimize your claim, and pay you as little as possible. It's that simple. They're not on your side. They're your adversary. A lot of people come into our offices and they say, well, wait a minute. They treat me really nice. I talk to them. I've talked to the adjuster. Of course they do. They're well-trained. They're highly scripted. Do you think for just one moment, that when you talk to an adjuster on a car accident, I mean, you don't know what you're doing. You haven't been trained in this area. They have. Do you think they're not trained? Do you think they've not been to seminars and schools and have scripts right on their computer screen? Do you think they don't know what they're doing? They don't just put anybody on those phones to talk to you. They have them highly trained. And so what do you have and who do you have? You know, you know your own field in life. You know your own field of work, of endeavors. If you don't understand the insurance industry, you're at a disadvantage. That's why we give you these shows. That's one of the reasons, not the only reason. Brad and I understood years ago that, you know, a lot of people come into our office, they don't really know, they don't have a game plan. We want you to have a strategy and game plan to win your injury claim, and we can give you that free. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. You can get it free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, now, our typical example is a motor vehicle accident, but you know we do all kinds of cases. Bicycle accidents, truck accidents, motorcycle accidents. We do them all over the state of Colorado. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs, and we've done jury trials everywhere. We can help you. If you've been injured on the job, we can help you. But our typical example, Brad, is you're injured in a motor vehicle accident. You got a car crash. That's our typical example so that we can explain things. You got damages, injuries, and losses. But one of the elements, one of the components of the damages, injury, losses is pain and suffering. And I think, and you think, we've talked about it before, pain is so misunderstood, especially when you get to a jury trial.
Well, it's misunderstood and a lot of times not really appreciated. And you wonder why, because at law we have a pretty basic and it's been established pretty clearly that you're entitled to recover for your pain and the suffering that somebody causes you. And you would expect that to be something that you're entitled to recover for. So the question is, why at times is it downplayed so much? We know why the insurance companies downplay it. We know why they ignore it, because if they give any kind of credibility to it, it costs them money, and they're not happy about that. But, you know, then we turn around, we watch pain from the other side, and we watch plenty of drugs that are dispensed on a daily basis to people. We have plenty of over-the-counter medications that are dispensed or people are taking all the time. I mean, you know, Bayer isn't doing too bad with their painkillers. Tylenol seems to be a very popular painkiller. You know, it doesn't seem to stop people. People take them all the time, and they're taking them for pain. And the question is, you've got to wonder, Why should a person be required to live in pain as a result of a negligence of another, as a result of an action taken by another, as a result of a bad actor? somebody who's made a mistake. You know, quite often we talk about the at-fault party, and I think a lot of times we talk about the at-fault party because in our minds we classify at-fault parties. We talk about those who have just made an innocent mistake. We talk about those who have been distracted for some reason or another that maybe isn't entirely their fault. They're still responsible for what they caused, but it's not entirely their fault. We talk about people who intentionally distract themselves, get themselves in a situation where they're just plain causing their own distraction. And that's like texting or trying to text while they're driving. And then we talk about people who really intentionally hurt others that decide they're going to drink or drug or they're going to do something else while they're out on the road. All that being said, got away from the topic, those people have all inflicted pain on somebody who is doing nothing more than getting in their car or walking down the street or on the side of the road, who are doing nothing more than trying to get from one location to another. That's all they were trying to do. They weren't causing any problems. A lot of times they're trying to go get food to put on their family's table. They're trying to go get a paycheck to be able to pay for the mortgage or the rent bill. And they've been hurt and they've been put in pain. And while we can talk about a lot of other specific factors, for some reason, it's very difficult for people to accept and understand the pain that goes with an injury that causes a problem and what that does to a person.
And that's a big part of the proof in any kind of injury claim. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or you can locate us and contact us and communicate with us on our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to help you. And I tell you what, you know, we've done shows on lawsuits. Most people, you know, if they made a mistake and they caused an accident, they rear into somebody, they don't want to be sued. But the insurance companies control all the decisions. The at-fault party doesn't control any decision. You know, most of our clients, when they come into our office and over the years when they're injured, they're not looking to have a lawsuit. And most of them tell us that. So if you want to know what drives the lawsuits, what creates the lawsuits, listen to one of our recent shows. We did a show on why are there so many injury lawsuits? Why are there injury lawsuits to begin with? So we're not going to repeat that today, but just understand that's what Brad was talking about. Sometimes people make an innocent mistake. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they drink, they drive, they're impaired, they're texting, they're an idiot texting, and they hit you, and that's a whole different scenario. But you can recover. The point of today's show is pain and suffering, pain. And pain validation. Pain is so important. And we say, well, okay, that's fine. But let me give you an example. Let me tell you or ask you if I was in an accident this morning or yesterday, and I'm telling you that, you know, I hurt my low back and it really hurts me. I'm in a lot of pain. What does that do? Is that a good enough description to prove your case? Does that prove your case? Does that prove it? No, that doesn't prove it. It proves part of it, but you got to get into the details. And I tell you what, you better have attorneys who understand the medicine, and you better have attorneys who are experienced. And we have over 40 years of experience, and you can put our experience to work for you. 303-795-5900. You know, Brad, you know, I look at statistics on the show for pain and how do you prove it. We're going to get into the show on how you prove pain and how you validate pain. But, you know, some statistics are over 100 million American adults have chronic, that's permanent, unrelieved pain, and that's about 1 in 3 people. You know, untreated severe chronic pain, some of the studies I've seen say there's a 49% greater risk of other consequences in your life. And when pain is invalidated, you go to a doctor or you go to one of these defense doctors or these insurance company doctors, and they invalidate your pain in their report, they invalidate your pain, and there's a way to handle this. A different show, but it affects your self-image. It affects your personal identity. Affects your maybe it causes isolation. Sometimes it impedes treatment. Sometimes it impedes progress. So, Brad, we got to be able to prove pain. You can't just talk about pain. You got to be able to prove it. You got to prove it through the medicine. And there's other techniques we're going to talk about today.
Well, yes, you do. You have to start with the medicine, and you have to talk about pain. But throughout the entire show, I want you to keep going back to a phrase that is pain is subjective, period. Pain is subjective. We see events going on TV. We see athletes or we see sporting events. We see race car events. We see different events that are going on. We even see different shows that come on, game shows. where people are being tossed around and they're having things happen to them and all this different stuff happens, and it causes pain, and the people get right through it. And we can talk about it, but the bottom line is quite often it's something that we ignore when we get down to the actual question of what people are doing about pain and whether or not your pain is real.
Right, and you got to be able to prove it. We're going to talk about that today. You can't just say, I've got pain. When I give you that example a minute ago, what did you think? If I told you, though, I was in an accident and I hurt my low back and I'm in pain, and there was an MRI and there's a slipped disc and also a compression on the nerve roots at L4 and L5, and it's radiating down into my right leg, and then it affects my foot, my toes, there's numbness, that's a little bit better description. Now you're getting there. Now you're getting where you need to be on pain. You know, you talk about pain to a certain part of the body. A lot of people injure their shoulder or their neck. And, you know, it kind of falls into a category of complex regional pain syndrome. But it's well known in medicine and the law, for the attorneys that know what they're doing, that there's no specific test. There's no test. Like, there's no test for fibromyalgia. There's no test to determine objective test, scientific test. There is pain validation, and there are theories of way to do it, but there's no specific scientific test to, like, complex regional pain syndrome. Complex regional pain syndrome pertains to a body part, like a shoulder, like an arm, like an elbow. And you better know what you're talking about. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We have a lot of experience that we can put to work for you. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. We'll be right back. When you're injured in a car crash, your life can instantly change. You didn't choose to be hurt, but you can choose your attorney. And you can choose attorneys who actually care about you, the injured victim. How? Simple. Find the attorneys who have shown for years they care about injured victims. Welcome to Bell & Pollack. For years, Bell & Pollack broadcasts a live radio show on Saturday mornings just to help people. Bell & Pollack broadcasts 3 different radio shows on Sunday morning on different injury subjects to teach you about injuries. You can listen to or download the podcast. Go to bellpollack.com or championsofthepeople.com to listen to the podcast. Bell & Pollack is the Mad Colorado Victim Support Sponsor to help victims of drunk drivers. Bell & Pollack does all this and more. All for the protection of the injured victim. Trust the lawyers who have shown for years they actually care about the injured victim. That's Bell & Pollack at championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. We'll help you.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell & Pollack Injury Show. For over 3 decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell & Pollack have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell & Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission to helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. It's tough sometimes. Sometimes it's easier than other times, but it's hard. When you deal with the insurance companies that have their computer programs named Colossus and they devalue your injury claim, and some of them, and we've covered it in our shows of why are there injury lawsuits, some of them won't even pay you the amount of your medical bills, and you got to pay the medical bills back. And they wonder why there's so many lawsuits. Why are there injury lawsuits? Why are you suing for your injuries? Why are you suing for pain and suffering? Why are you suing for permanent impairment? Why? Because the insurance, your medical bills were $20,000, and the insurance company offered you $12,000. Take it or leave it in your face. That causes lawsuits, because the only thing you have left to do is try to bring a lawsuit to get justice. And we do it all the time. But at Bell & Pollack, we try very, very hard not to file a lawsuit. We try very, very hard to settle your claim and resolve your claim. You come into us, you get a free initial consultation and a free, significant, meaningful legal game plan. You know, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We've written 6 books. They're all there. They're free. You can download an e-copy free anytime. If you want a hard copy, call our law firm at 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900, and we'll be glad to help you. We'll be glad to send you a book, hard copy. Now, we're talking about pain. We're talking about a motor vehicle accident. You're on your way home. Boom, you're rear-ended. Wow. You didn't know this was going to happen. Maybe you go to the emergency room. Maybe you don't. But you know, Brad, the pathway to pain, there's neurological pathways, but the legal pathway is you got to identify it, you've got to treat for it, and you got to make sure that you've covered all bases with regard to your pain.
Well, you do. And once again, you have to understand that pain is a subjective matter, that you decide what how much pain you have and how that's affecting your life and what it's doing. Now, none of us just automatically are assumed to have to live in pain. And so if you have pain, you know, you go, well, you know, I was in an accident or I was in a crash or I had this event happen to me or that happened to me. And ever since then, I've had pain in my back, and it's always been pain in my back. And that's just the way life goes. Well, who says, why do we say that they're supposed to do it? When you're looking at a child, when you're looking at somebody 5 or 6 years old or 10 years old, 11 years old, and they're not experiencing pain, they're just going through life. Do you really look and say, you know what? Sooner or later, there's going to be an event that's going to have you live out the rest of your life in pain, and that's just the way it goes. Is that the way we should be deciding matters? And the reason is that you look at it is you start saying, okay, let's look at how we compensate for pain or how we address pain that's been inflicted by another. And the first thing we have to do is we have to believe it's real. And so many times, defense lawyers, adjusters, insurance companies want to say you're faking it. They want to say you don't really have pain because maybe you don't show it. Maybe you don't have enough of a sign to indicate it's there. And so because they don't think it's shown enough, they say, well, you can't really be in pain. You're just saying that to get money. Of course, they're going to go the other side. If you do show it, they're going to say, oh, you're just exaggerating. And exaggerating your show. Look what a fake, look what a bad actor or a bad actress you are, because you really don't know how to what you're doing, and we can see right through your acting. And so they don't want to accept it on either side. You can have the stoic person who just lives with it. You can have the other person who has facial expressions. You have the other person who guards their body the way they move. You can have a number of different ways that people act, but the bottom line is that they're in pain, and that pain, if it's been inflicted by someone because of their negligence, the law provides for recovery, and it provides for you to be able to be compensated for that, what that pain is.
Don't you dare let anybody convince you don't have pain. Don't you let them attack you this way. You can win this war. All the stuff we're talking about, you can win. It seems kind of, wow, that's kind of insurmountable. That's kind of scary. That's kind of terrifying. You can win this war, but you cannot win this war, this injury war, on your injury claim by doing nothing, by not knowing anything. You must have a strategy. You must have a game plan. We call it a legal game plan at Bell and Pollock. You come to see us, I tell you what, we don't just have a drive-by where we send somebody out to you and we say, hey, sign these papers. And we've had people come in our office. They haven't talked to an attorney in 6 months. They fired another law firm and hired us. When you come to Bell and Pollock, you're going to meet with a licensed attorney, period. Done, paragraph, right? And you're going to understand your rights, and you're going to have a free initial consultation. And you hear that on the TV all the time. We give you a free initial consultation, but is it a meaningful one? At Bell and Pollock, we're going to give you a free, legal, significant, meaningful legal game plan. What does that mean? That means when they start to attack your pain, for example, in today's show, the subject is pain. When they start to attack it, you've got a strategy. You've already outlined the strategy. You've followed and developed legitimate, lawful, legal, proper strategies to beat the insurance company when they're trying to beat you. And so, but you can't do it by wondering. You can't do it by hoping. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900, 795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. When you're going to prove pain, Brad, you have to understand the medicine. You got to understand the studies. You know, there are certain tests that you can do for pain. There are certain ways to approach it. But most of the time we face these insurance defense doctors who say just what you said a minute ago. You either are faking it, you're malingering, you're symptom exaggeration. That they love those words, symptom exaggeration. And one particular defense doctor, he always says, in his reports and in his testimony, whether there's non-physical barriers to recovery. What does that mean? Non-physical barriers to recovery. So they're attacking pain, and let's talk about that a minute.
You know, and the interesting part about that phrase, non-physical barriers to recovery, you're going, well, then what you want to, or what you say to the doctor is you're admitting there's an injury to begin with. There's something to recover from.
Bingo, good way to go.
So there has to be something there, but then you say there's non-physical barriers to recovery, as if that means, you know, there's nothing out there that's stopping you from recovering. Well, as much as we know about the human body, there's that much that we don't know about the human body. And that's the problem. Because we don't know so much about the human body, we don't know a lot of times how to address the pain. Has it been an ongoing matter that we've had to deal with in life? Yes. The most recent proof of that is the fact that, well, if you go through the history of our trying to deal with pain, there's always been a pharmacy somewhere or a manufacturer somewhere that has produced some kind of painkiller that we've tried to give to people. And what we find out, it's addicting, it causes problems, and it destroys a person's life. The most recent is opioids. Okay, opioids were never needed if you didn't have real pain. And they would have never been needed if you didn't have real pain that you couldn't get, you couldn't overcome because in some other way. Even as much as, you know, you say, hey, Tylenol is great, and we've got all these great painkillers over the counter, but the whole reason you had to step up in class of medication to try to address pain is because what we had didn't alleviate many, many, many citizens or many people of their pain. And so we go to a stronger medication. And every time we've tried to go to stronger medications, what have we found out? As a matter of fact, a lot of times when we go to the medications we have and use them on a regular daily basis for years and years and years, what have we found out? That those medications we use destroy other parts of our body. They get us hooked. They get us into terrible, terrible side effects. And the bottom line is, the pain is relentless. It just keeps coming.
Right. And you've got to be able to address it. You've got to be able to prove it. And you have to have attorneys who understand the medicine. You got to talk about the pathways in the brain, the limbic system. You have to talk about these and know about these medical terms and medical conditions and medical phenomena to be able to prove pain, to have the insurance company pay you legitimately and appropriately for your pain. You know, there's been a lot of studies done. You can Google any study you want, but I tell you what, you know, there's one that said more than 100 million American individuals experience chronic unrelieved pain. It affects work production. It affects your life. It affects your activities of daily living. It costs a lot of money for employers and employees. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about pain syndrome. We're talking about neurology. We're talking about the neurological pathways in the brain and the spinal cord, and how does it work? And you need to be able to prove these things. You need to be able to show how they work. And then when you can do that, you can win the war. You have a strategy. What's your strategy with regard to pain? Don't you dare let somebody talk you out of it. Don't you dare let somebody minimize your pain. I mean, you got to be truthful. You got to be honest. You got to be complete and thorough, right? But we're going to show you, after the next break, we're going to show you how this works with regard to doctor's visits, insurance companies, computer programs, pain validation. Think about that. Pain validation. Pain proof. Because one of your elements of your recovery for damages, injuries, and losses is what? Pain and suffering. Another one's physical impairments. Another one is medical bills. We've covered shows on medical bills. We've done that. We've done shows on economic losses. Today, we're talking about the component or category called pain and suffering. Insurance companies don't assign much value to your pain, but your pain can be very debilitating and upset your lifestyle. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We'll be right back.